Rubber game of the series between the Marlins and Nationals. Vance Worley pitching with a 1-0 lead in the second, looking good.
Looking for his first hit of the series. And the pitch is in there, strike three called. He drove in 10 runs. Now the pitch in there, strike three called. Rendon checked up on the cutter and strikes out looking. Two strikeouts in the inning. A 1-2-3 frame for right-hander Vance Worley. And the Cardinals nothing after an inning. Rendon swings, hits one in the air to shallow right center. Yelich coming on, still coming into a dive, and he made the catch for the out. A headlong dive into shallow right center for Yelich, who has the long arms and the long legs. And a big glove on the left hand, just long enough to snare that one of the webbing as he landed on the outfield grass. Now the set of the pitch. Swinging, Yelich hits it high in the air to right field. Right center field. Goodwin going back, way back. Warning track wall. It is gone. Goodbye. Going toward the middle, it's short. Here's the pitch. Swinging a long drive, high and deep to right. Harper going back, looking up, going, and gone. Goodbye. Now the set. The pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air to right field. Toward the line goes Stanton. Into the corner, slowing up. At the wall, he leaps, and he caught it. He caught it over the top of the wall to take a home run away from Brian Goodwin. And he comes sprinting in from right field, flips the ball to Yelich, who flips it to Ozuna, and they're into a jumping high five in shallow center field.
The Marlins finish it off in style, blanking the Nationals 7-0. Vance Worley faces the minimum as he goes 7 scoreless innings, picking up his first win since May of 2016. Dee Gordon, 3 hits and 3 runs scored. He extends his hitting streak to 13 straight games. The Nationals blanked by the Marlins. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after.
No, I mean, in the spring, there just wasn't room. And he's pitched those kind of games against Mike Clubs before when he was in Philadelphia. And so he was sharp tonight. He was around the plate. You know, he's effectively wild on a couple of balls, but he was, you know, he had us, you know, topping balls, and we just couldn't center him. And when we did, then somebody was standing there. So, you know, he threw a good game tonight. Well, in the fifth inning, the two left-handers got him. And, you know, I couldn't tell where those pitches were, but they made some good passes on it. I mean, and that's what kind of did him in. In the beginning, he was a little bit wild because his balls to strike ratio was about 1-1. And, you know, in that inning, you know, they centered. Like I said, they really centered a couple balls, and it was really, you know, D. Gordon, you know, did his damage, you know, on us tonight. And so, you know, wasn't a very good night for us. Wasn't a very good night offensively, and a very good night, you know, pitching-wise.
Up next, the Nationals begin a series in Chicago against the Cubs on Friday.